I'm messing.
What's up? What's up, Mr. Kazadi?
Man, like, you know, I'm waiting still for Claudio to get on this, but, like, you know, I don't know if he's actually going to make it, you know.
What did you say? He's going to be online.
Well, like, I said to him, like, you know, 5 minutes after the Arsenal game comes on, like, you know, just get on this, and then, like, you know, let's do this.
That's it, my friend.
Yeah, just to let you know, you're recording, so it's like, you know.
I know. I just looked at this thing. Getting used to this.
Well, okay. Well, like, you know, for first thing I want to say is, like, how do you feel about the game, the Arsenal game? Did you watch it all?
Yeah, I did. To be fair, I think it was just one of those, you know, Arsenal performances where you feel if we get a second goal, things are going to go our way. But at the same time, the build-up play is too slow. You feel like the guys are going to concede and make a mistake anytime, and the whole tie is just going to swing. So, like, the result to me is a bit misleading in the end.
Yeah.
So I guess we have a very good second half. We do manage to get that second goal, which brought some stability. But at the same time, I mean, I still think we need to have, like, I don't know all the Arsenal defenders, the Arsenal team as a whole defend, but I see teams just like talking, communicating, you go, you stay, I go, you go. Like, it just seems like when we lose the ball, we don't have an idea of what we're doing, man.
I completely understand that, but like, at the same time, I think that most of the things today was like all about passing, because some of the passing was shocking, some of the passing was horrible.
I've got a particular guy to single out today, Granit Xhaka. I've been analyzing his game for quite a few weeks now. The guy has everything to be an outstanding player. However, to me, it just looks like he wants to play with too much style. He doesn't know where the other players are, where people are in position. He wants to do stuff that, I mean, I don't know, it's still at his level. Okay, he's improving in terms of his discipline, his positioning. But, man, I'm disappointed in his overall play.
Okay.
Also,
go on, you see, today, Emerson. Go on, dude.
Bellerin. Sorry. I know Tammy's been going on about the guy and how he could be one of the best right backs in the league. Okay. We already know all that, but it's time to put into practice. And his end product has just been non-existent. It's inadmissible for a guy of his level not to be able to take on a player.
Like, at the moment, he's not really doing it on the defensive side. And, like, on the going forward, he's doing a Sanya. That is what he's doing. The end product is not there. But, I thought, like, you know, we're going to start off, like, real quick with, like, a little bit of Arsenal stuff. But, like, to go on to the main subjects, like, one of the things I wanted to talk about was, like, you know, the Clásico in Portugal. Because, like, Claudio, who's not here, wanted to talk about it. But I feel like today I'm going to just get the Benfica perspective, because you guys are chasing the puck. Like, you know, like, Porto is, like, on 32 points. Like, you know, they're looking pretty strong. And, you know, they're probably going to make it into the next round of Champions League, or, like, you know, still be in Europe. Like, where's Benfica? From what I see, it's like, you know, they're 3 points behind. They have one loss against, like, a small team. I don't know, like, what happened there, because you guys started winning, like, early, and then, like, you know, you just lost. Like, you know, Jonas scored and stuff like that. And from, like, your European performances, you're completely out of Europe. So how do you feel about Benfica at the moment, and, like, how they're going to go into that game?
Man. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you know how I feel about